Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The alcohol industry is booming in Africa. Brian Hess, associate professor of political science at Northwest Missouri State University, is tracking the growth of African beer production and consumption.
My research shows that Africans are at the lowest end of global beer consumption, consuming a mere 9 liters of commercially made beer per person per year on average. This compares to beer drinkers in North America and Europe who consume some 70 liters of beer per capita annually. At the same time, Africa is the world's fastest growing continent economically. Already, 1 in 3 Africans has reached middle class status, and this group's ranks will swell by some 50% in the next decade. These realities have grabbed the attention of some of the world's largest brewers. SAB Miller is the world's second largest brewer after Anheuser-Busch InBev. The multinational corporation has breweries in 37 African countries, producing or distributing some 36 branded African beers, from St. Louis Beer in Botswana to Zambezi Lager in Zimbabwe. Among these brands is one called Chibuku. Chibuku, as a traditional alcoholic drink, has been brewed and consumed in African villages and huts for millennia. SAB Miller branded and commercialized the drink, packaging it in cardboard cartons. Drinkers usually give cartons vigorous shakes before peeling them open. The shaking is necessary to mix Chibuku's ingredients, which tend to separate into a milky liquid on top and a yogurt-like paste on the bottom. The drink represents a straightforward corporate logic. Start customers drinking lumpy Chibuku, then convince them to trade up to more profitable offerings. Multinational giants Heineken and Castle, along with SAB Miller, collectively account for over 81% of all commercial beer sales in Africa today. Yet the median age in Africa is a youthful 19.7 years. And African consumers are expected to increase their commercial beer consumption by some 4.6% per year for the foreseeable future. This is double the global rate and faster than any other region of the world, an intoxicating reality for many.
That was Brian Hess of Northwest Missouri State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
I got the pickup loaded up with Schlitz. I got the Pinto with Miller. It's okay to be a clown if I pop the top and drink.